Here's a great and safe 2014.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Bad here at the American Freedom Network. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually soft path, that illusion is usually king. The mass media in America is tightly controlled by six major corporations, and they largely determine what the vast majority of the American people read, hear, see, think, and ultimately what they believe. They shape our reality, and that's why I do what I do 5 hours a day, trying to bring you people who can clarify what's really going on. And of course, with us this morning is Andrew Skousen, covering this week's World Affairs Brief for his dad, Joel Skousen. Good morning, Andrew. Where do we stand today?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Well, we stand today, as always, a little bit shakier than the week before, it seems like. This week, the mainstream media was relishing the Tea Party defeats in primaries. The media was clearly pleased to report on the lopsided victories of controlled Republicans over their Tea Party challengers this week, as they announced one landslide victory after another. But as usual, they didn't cover the whole story. In fact, the establishment set out to infiltrate and compromise the Tea Party movement ever since it got its start from the Ron Paul Revolution, and they've been dragging it downhill ever since. Despite this control, however, the establishment is still very much worried about the backlash coming this election cycle as the level of dissatisfaction with Obama and the Democrats reaches the highest it's ever been and keeps growing. Those who identify with the Tea Party are also very dissatisfied with John Boehner's leadership. But the intensity of the quest to rid the nation of the Democratic majority in the Senate is clouding conservatives' ability to see where the trappings of compromise will take them. Let's begin with some mainstream commentary that demonstrates a couple of things. First, yes, the Republican establishment is pleased to have dodged another right-wing attack, but two, they know the opposition is alive and growing. Here's the Wall Street Journal. Quote, Republican Party leaders Tuesday made significant strides in their effort to defang, or at least co-opt, the Tea Party as an insurgent political force, as GOP voters rejected a number of anti-establishment candidates in primary elections. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a pillar of the party establishment who had come under fire from the right, triumphed easily over his primary challenger in Kentucky. Joel inserts, winning over Louisville businessman Matt Bevin by a 60% to 36% margin, continuing the quote. Candidates backed by party officials and business groups advanced in Georgia, Idaho, and elsewhere. Taken together, the results could help GOP leaders reassert their dominance over conservative insurgents who have been roiling the party for the past 5 years. But that doesn't point to any shift to the political center among Republicans on Capitol Hill or a return to a pre-Tea Party era, when compromise with Democrats wasn't viewed with such deep suspicion, end quote. Candidate Bevin made his share of, quote-unquote, new candidate unwise statements that the McConnell campaign jumped on. They boxed him in with his own words and rode it all the way to victory. Real conservatives have to be very careful when the vultures are watching their every move. McConnell also had big money behind him. Two Kentucky-based Super Political Action Committees, PACs, as well as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and the National Rifle Association. The NRA uses a narrow standard of support, and thus will support anyone in power, no matter how evil, as long as they vote against gun control, even if they work to destroy the country in other ways. However, the real party for the Tea Party challenger in Kentucky was Senator Rand Paul's failure to endorse Bevin, choosing instead to curry favor with McConnell by endorsing the quote-unquote king of pork. Joel says, I predict that Rand Paul will someday live to regret his support. In one of McConnell's final statewide TV commercials, the narrator says, quote, on Tuesday, join with Rand Paul and vote for Mitch McConnell, end quote. It ends with a clip of Paul saying that Kentucky, quote, ought to be proud of having Senator McConnell, end quote. McConnell hopes to become the Senate majority leader if the Republicans can take back control of the Senate in November. But even if they do, it will be business as usual in Congress, because McConnell is a globalist, just like Harry Reid. So the powers that be have to use a different set of tactics to sabotage change when Republicans are in power, versus when Democrats can directly block change. Continuing the Wall Street Journal quote, House Speaker John Boehner, who himself easily defeated a Tea Party primary challenge in his Ohio district in early May, saw some of his trusted allies triumph Tuesday, including Representative Mike Simpson in Idaho, who faced a stiff challenge from the right. Joel says, Simpson was backed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which has spent heavily in the race, and used Mitt Romney as an endorsement. Romney is still the fool he was when he ran for president, taking every establishment position possible in order to please the media, even though it didn't work for him back then. It's interesting to see how servile Romney can be still to the establishment, even after they kept him from winning in 2012, by making over 8 million votes disappear. Joel says, it reminds me of Richard Nixon, who, even after being run out of office by the manipulated Watergate scandal, ran around like a lapdog every year thereafter, speaking up for every globalist cause they would throw at him. Sad. Continuing the quote. Nonetheless, the Speaker's room to maneuver legislatively is limited because House Republicans' most conservative faction has a voice in whether he continues as Speaker in the next Congress. Joel says, yes, he still has to play lip service to the conservative faction, but he always fails to come through on his word when it matters. The best conservatives are very dissatisfied with Boehner, especially over his sellout to Obama during the end of the government shutdown. The leadership change isn't likely because the partisan rules in Congress governing committee assignments can force anyone who challenges Boehner to pay a heavy toll in political isolation. Even if ousted, Boehner's replacement, I can guarantee you, Joel says, will also be a party insider and punish those who voted against Boehner. It's not that Boehner himself has so much power, but rather that the system of electoral control behind him, i.e. the globalists, do control both parties at the highest level. Continuing the Wall Street Journal quote, Mr. Boehner asked Tuesday whether he believed the Tea Party's influence was waning. Didn't seem tempted to gloat. Instead, he argued that the conflict between the Tea Party and GOP leaders has been overblown. Quote, the Tea Party has brought great energy to our political process, he said. There isn't that big a difference between what you all call the Tea Party and your average conservative Republican. We're against Obamacare. We think taxes are too high. We think the government's too big, end quote. But Joel says, no, the differences are not overblown. Boehner is just downplaying them. Notice he followed up with the typical anti-Obama and anti-big government rhetoric that allows him to continue to fool naive conservatives.
Hold the thought, Andrew. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Did you see the size of that commission? That certainly was a large commission. Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush takes the time to remind us that respect and care for our senior citizens should always be a priority in our society. We owe much of today's success to those people who, through hard work and sacrifice, have given our generation all the things we enjoy. During our National Older Americans Month, let's remember our seniors and wish them well. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, where ex-director Ed wishes all our seniors a great and safe 2014.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and going on through the analysis of what happened last week as far as the elections are concerned, the effort to put down the Tea Party. But I would simply point out that we have electronic elections, ladies and gentlemen. How many of you know for certain that they're counting the votes correctly? And I will tell you, I know I come from an area, Santa Cruz, California, the most liberal area, one of the most liberal areas in the country, and the Communist Party has had their people assigned to that voting office for many, many years. I've met them, I've talked to them, I go down there, and I'm looking at sometimes registering or doing something in the office, and there's a member of the Communist Party right in that voting office. Why do you think he's works there, and members of the Communist Party work in voting offices across America? Well, I'll tell you why, because they're rigging some of the elections, and you have no way, actually, to determine whether those elections are fair or not. But nobody's talking about that. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. That's an interesting point. Well, the Wall Street Journal is talking about the effect that Tea Party activists have had in the past on the Republican Party, and they say this. Indeed, Capitol Hill is littered with legislative standoffs that bear the hallmarks of Tea Party influence. Mr. Boehner is considered unlikely to advance an immigration overhaul opposed by Tea Party-backed lawmakers this year. A reauthorization of the Export-Import Bank, which is backed by business groups, is in jeopardy in Congress in the face of stiff conservative opposition. Joel inserts, those are actually both bad predictions. Boehner still intends to sell out on amnesty this year, and the establishment will never take no for an answer on the export bank. Continuing the Wall Street Journal quote. To be sure, there are a few signs of a loosening grip by the Tea Party on Capitol Hill. The House on Tuesday overwhelmingly passed a big water project bill over the opposition of Heritage Action, a conservative group that grades lawmakers' voting records to help conservatives decide whom to support or oppose. The Representative Tom Cole, a Republican from Oklahoma, a senior House member close to Mr. Boehner, said he was glad to see in the primary results a kind of rapprochement between the party establishment and Tea Party voters. Quote, there's a sense of satisfaction more than relief that we've learned some lessons, he said. My party is knitting itself back together, end quote. Joel says, I disagree. The party is splitting farther apart over this, as it should. This is not rapprochement, French for reconciliation, but rather how GOP leaders are playing on the fear of more Democratic victory. Even though they sabotaged the opposition to induce non-thinking conservatives into voting for people like Boehner and McConnell, who continually promised to defeat Obama's Democratic agenda, but never do. In Georgia, the establishment defeated the more conservative challengers, Representative Paul Braun and Phil Gingrey, who split the Tea Party vote. To get their favorite candidates, businessman David Perdue and Representative Jack Kingston, to the runoff election. This ensured that either way, there will be no rebellion in Georgia to the Republican establishment. The Republicans hope to oust Democrat Michelle Nunn, who is viewed as vulnerable in conservative Georgia. Tea Party candidates also lost in Oregon, where GOP leaders pushed to advance Monica Wavy, a quote-unquote moderate, meaning more liberal, physician over Tea Party challenger Representative Jason Congers, and three other even more conservative candidates. Congers got 36% of the vote. Wavy was endorsed by Mitt Romney and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who previously betrayed conservatives by implementing NAFTA and GATT as his first two acts as Speaker of the House. definitely not part of the contract with America. Republicans in Oregon are looking to oust first-term Democratic incumbent Jeff Merkley, who is clearly vulnerable because he enthusiastically supported Obamacare, which is even more unpopular in Oregon due to the state's exchange that has been a disaster, like many things liberals do in Oregon. Continuing the quote, still, Adam Brandon, a spokesman for FreedomWorks, a conservative group, said the Tea Party movement is having a long-term impact on the agenda of the GOP as incumbents embrace the priorities of cutting government spending and rolling back the health care overhaul. We sometimes lose battles, but we are winning the war, Mr. Brandon said. They are all running on our issues, Joel says. That is only superficially true. Yes, the Tea Party has forced the mainstream to embrace our rhetoric, but they never deliver and don't intend to. Liberal Republicans in lockstep with the Democrats are quick to threaten any Republican with electoral defeat if they promote the Tea Party agenda. This from the Wall Street Journal. Justin Baraski, a spokesman for the Democrats' main Senate campaign arm, said GOP leaders may be celebrating prematurely. In order to avoid losing the Tea Party, Washington Republicans have embraced their candidates and policies, said Mr. Baraski. It's a good strategy in the primaries, but one that forecasts defeat for Republicans in the general elections this fall. End quote. Joel says, but it's not true. The opposition to Obamacare extends deep into Democratic and independent ranks, and the pressure on politicians will only be lightened by falsified polling and manipulation of election results. Here's another twisted commentary by the UK Guardian writer Anna Marie Cox. I comment on it because it reveals things few in America will admit to. Quote, McConnell won because he's got a familiar name, a lot of money, and the kind of political clout that makes up for occasional, Joel says, that's putting it mildly, lapses from orthodoxy. That might not be enough next time. As a local Kentucky Republican leader told the National Journal last week, the state party is, quote, still McConnell's Republican Party, but it's edging toward being Rand Paul's Republican Party, end quote. But it was enough to keep it from being challenger Matt Bevin's Republican Party, especially after his unforced errors and willingness to prize ideological purity over more pragmatic concerns, like the $2 billion in pork McConnell brought home for agreeing to end the government shutdown. Joel inserts, true, conservatives can never outdo liberals in promised benefits. Continuing the quote, McConnell didn't win because he became a Tea Party member. He's so conservative he didn't have to. A vote analysis cast him as one of the top 25 conservative members of the Senate, and Tea Party darling and interstate Paul rival is at number 19. Joel inserts, those kinds of analyses can be very flawed if you don't take it into consideration how many tricks politicians can play in order to increase their tally of easy conservative votes and downplay their betrayal on the tough vote. Besides, top 25 is in the middle of the pack. Continue the quote. Instead, McConnell's win shows just how easily the GOP grows over its fringes, Joel says, or diffuses and compromises its opposition. Continue the quote. McConnell successfully neutralized challenger Bevin by being unafraid to grovel, Joel says, hardly a virtue. He not only took junior Senator Rand Paul's endorsement and staff, for example, but he also put up with their eye-rolling and nose-holding in exchange for that support. There's a history to the GOP establishment simply absorbing insurgent movements and moving right, Joel says, actually only appearing to move right with their rhetoric. The GOP has co-opted individual leaders like Ronald Reagan and Barry Goldwater, and even entire voting blocks like fundamentalist Christians. Joel says, this is an accurate admission, and co-opt is the right word. Continue the quote. Each of those assimilations marched the party rightward to the point that, according to political scientists Keith Poole and Howard Rosenthal, the party today is the most conservative it's been in 100 years. Joel says, utter nonsense. This writer obviously cannot distinguish between the false rhetoric and the constant leftward march of the Republican Party. Indeed. The staff of the Daily Bell summed it up nicely when they said, quote, we've often made the point that the Tea Party was quickly co-opted by the same group that controlled the Democrats and Republicans, and this is why statements about the quote-unquote death of the Tea Party are meaningless. The formal movement died a long time ago, end quote. Joel says, that takeover was led by none other than former House Leader Dick Armey, one of Newt Gingrich's hatchet men during the Republican Revolution of 1994 that produced the phony Contract with America, that fooled conservatives into backing Gingrich, who later betrayed them. Army was part of that betrayal and was eventually ousted from Congress when he lost support of major conservatives like Dobson, focused on the family. When the Tea Party emerged, Army got the nod to move in as the co-conservative leader and got himself selected to head Freedom Works, one of the country's biggest Tea Party groups. But after a long series of heavy-handed management techniques, he was pushed out, but not before negotiating a whopping $8 million severance package. Can you imagine a principled conservative milking the cause for $8 million as you make your exit? That's very telling indeed, and why you should never support establishment, quote-unquote, conservative organizations with big budgets like that. They're never principled. Principled organizations never attract that kind of mainstream money. While on the subject of the Tea Party, let me comment on a movement that was well-intentioned but failed because of a flawed concept, the American Spring Movement. Ben Swan summarized the results of this campaign that was supposed to do to Washington, D.C., what the Maidan protest did in Ukraine. Quote, hundreds of people have gathered in the nation's capital this weekend for Operation American Spring. Though you will likely see no video of this march on the national news this weekend, the march was attended by Americans demanding answers in regard to Benghazi and the current state of our nation. The event has received virtually no media attention, but appears to have been called for by retired Colonel Harry Reilly. Reilly at one point was calling for 10 to 30 million Tea Party members across the nation to turn out for the event. Clearly, the turnout was nowhere near what had been expected. Swan asked, so what kept Operation American Spring from receiving not only media attention, but the kind of support you would expect from those who seem to want to capitalize on Tea Party frustration? Joel says, let me explain why it failed and why I didn't support it. Despite its excellent mission statement, which was, quote, restoration of constitutional government, rule of law, freedom, liberty of the people, by the people, for the people, from despotic and tyrannical federal leadership, end quote. The first reason is it was unrealistic to expect 10 to 30 million people to show up, and especially to call for at least 1 million to stay as long as it takes to force Congress to oust the bad guys in government. Washington, D.C. is a very expensive place to find temporary housing, especially for, quote, as long as it takes, end quote, even if you could find that many rooms. And the government wouldn't tolerate a Maidan-like protest camping out in the streets of D.C. for weeks on end, blocking traffic. More importantly, as I've long pointed out before, what kind of evidence can our side provide Congress to demand removing or impeaching certain leaders? We've got lots of grievances, but little hard evidence of betrayal or illegal actions, because the government keeps all of that secret and the NSA controls all the surveillance equipment. Do they think they would simply hand over the dirt they have on our enemies just because we demand it? The NSA is very much a part of the protected immunity system for those that play along with globalist objectives. The second reason is that phase three of Colonel Reilly's proposal was dangerous and smacked of a few other movements that sent threatening letters of resignation to the governors of almost every state in the Union. He said, quote, those with the principles of a West, Cruz, Ben Carson, Lee, DeMint, Paul, Governor Walker, Sessions, Gowdy, Jordan, would compromise or should compromise a tribunal and assume positions of authority to convene investigations, recommend appropriate charges against politicians and government employees to the new U.S. Attorney General appointed by the new president, end quote. None of those listed would even pretend to assume such radical power, and they would never have control over the government resources to gather the necessary evidence, even if they did. It's these kinds of ideas that scared people away. These are revolutionary ideas that can't take hold and gain public support unless a much larger percentage of the people are attacked and persecuted by our government. Yes, the government is setting up the police state machinery and persecuting a few selective few. See the story below, but it has to be much more widespread for rebellion to take hold, and the establishment fully intends not to give us that kind of excuse until it's too late to react. When they do clamp down with police powers, it will be after war descends on America, when all kinds of evils can be justified, and when resistance will be dealt with ruthlessly. That's the end of that story. Moving on to the next story is bad cops protected by the bench. The following is a tragic ending to a judge-manipulated court case involving Cecily McMillan, an Occupy Wall Street protester who was seized painfully from behind and who swung a justifiably defensive elbow at the cop's head in self-defense. Paul Craig Roberts was incensed at the outcome, and so should we all. Quote, Cecily was arrested for assaulting a goon thug. She was locked up in Rikers Island without bail by the judge, who sees his role as protecting the abuse of police and prosecutorial power. The goon thug was not arrested for sexually assaulting a young woman. False arrests of this sort are common in the U.S. Indeed, they are more common.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Andrew Scouser.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's Celebration Dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Jensen Arms says if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here.
Dr. Stan back here, the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, and we're covering the latest World Affairs Brief. Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand the media is controlled, and you need the interpretation Joel gives. Now, Andrew, how can people get in touch with your dad, subscribe to the World Affairs Brief? How can they get your dad's book on strategic relocation or building a secure room or building a secure home, because we're moving into very difficult times and an awful lot of people who have not made preparations are going to end up losing everything they have financially and may well lose their lives. Go right ahead,
Andrew. Okay. The way to get in touch with my dad's resources is by going first to worldaffairsbrief.com. That's all one word with an S on affairs. worldaffairsbrief.com. There's a large red button for signing up for the brief. It's just $48 a month, and Joel's
$48 a year.
I'm sorry, thank you, $48 a year. That's right. And with that, they will get Joel's analysis to their inbox for about $1 per for each World Affairs brief. So it's a good deal. Also, once they log in there and create an account, they can access the archive to all the other World Affairs briefs and find out if they want on any topic that Joel has written about in the past. Even if they don't sign up for the World Affairs Brief, worldaffairsbrief.com is a good resource for news. We always are updating news stories that we find valuable on worldaffairsbrief.com. Also, there is a link to joelskousen.com, our other website, which has all of the book resources for my dad. The top most seller is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. This is the best primer book on what Joel sees as the threats facing us in the future and which places in the U.S. and Canada are the best for relocating to avoid those problems. Once people find a relocation site, they should probably get one of our other books, The Secure Home, which highlights how to secure a property, how to set it up so that so that your house is less visible, how to install a shelter. It talks about the different systems that you want in a shelter layout. It talks about remodel and new building construction, the different pros and cons, the different building methods. It's a very large book with a lot of details in it. If people want to do just a small-scale remodel inside of an existing home, they can get the high-security shelter. This book highlights a do-it-yourself project complete with plans and details to construct masonry block by masonry block and bag of concrete by bag of concrete, how to build a secure room inside of an existing house. For people that don't feel like they have a basement or can get a basement, they can. It also has details for securing a closet to give you at least some level of security. We feel that hard times will come and people will be trying to take other people's stockpiles of food and supplies, if not the government itself. So it is important to relocate and start your preparations now. If, like I say, people can get these resources at joelskousen.com. If they want to order them by phone, they can get those through Radio Liberty, right, Dr. Sam?
By calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get the information, start making your plans. We're moving into very difficult times, ladies and gentlemen. Because remember, when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation, and America is no longer a Christian nation. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Sam. Well, we're covering some heartbreaking stories now in the brief about police overstepping their bounds significantly and the judges in court protecting them. This is a story of an Occupy Wall Street protester who was physically and even sexually abused from behind by a policeman ousting her from a local park. And she hit him with an elbow in the head, which was, I thought, a great move. She was just really fighting hard to get away from this goon. And Paul Craig Roberts says this: the goon thug was not arrested for sexually assaulting a young woman. False arrests of this sort are common in the U.S. The police and the courts are completely corrupted institutions that reek of injustice and evil. The judge would not allow evidence in behalf of Cecily to be presented to the jury, end quote. Joel says that sums it up well, but the details are even worse. This is courtesy of Chris Hedges, quote. Videos and photographs, mostly not permitted by the trial judge to be shown in the courtroom, buttressed her version of events. There is no dispute that she was severely beaten by police and taken from the park to a hospital, where she was still handcuffed to a bed. Nevertheless, the jurors, or 75% of them, understood that something was wrong, and although they were coerced into convicting the young woman, Joel inserts, The judge issued instructions to the jury at the end of the trial, instructing them that if such and such is evidence, they must convict. To continue the quote, they still sent a letter to the judge requesting that no prison time be imposed on Cecily. Nevertheless, the judge for whom all must stand in respect in the courtroom gave the goon thug victim 90 days in prison and 5 years probation. Judge Ronald A. Zweibel was caustic and hostile to McMillan and her defense team during the trial. He barred video evidence that would have helped her case. He issued a gag order that forbade the defense lawyers, Martin Stoller and Rebecca Heinig, to communicate with the press. And astonishingly, he denied McMillan bail. The judge also assiduously protected Bovell, the policeman, against challenges to his credibility. He refused to allow the jurors to hear about or see the excessive police violence that was used to clear the park the night McMillan was arrested. Violence, many activists say, was the most indiscriminate and abusive ever inflicted during the Occupy movement. He hid Bovell's history of misconduct as a police officer from the jury. Bovell has been investigated at least twice by the Internal Affairs section of the New York City Police Department, the Guardian newspaper reported. Bovell and his police partner in one of the cases were sued for allegedly using an unmarked police car to strike a 17-year-old fleeing on a dirt bike. The teenager said his nose was broken, two teeth were knocked out, and his forehead was lacerated. The case was settled out of court for a significant amount of money. Taxpayer money, I'll insert. Continue the quote. There is also a video that appears to show Bovell relentlessly kicking a suspect on the floor of a Bronx grocery. In addition, Bovell was involved in a ticket-fixing scandal in his Bronx precinct. An Austin guest, 33, a Harvard University graduate who was arrested at Zuccotti Park on the night McMillan was assaulted, is suing Bovell and the NYPD because the officer allegedly intentionally banged his head on the internal stairs and seats of a bus that took him and other activists for processing. The judge barred the running down of the teenager on the dirt bike and Bovell's alleged abuse of guests from being discussed in front of the jury, end quote. Joel says, and that's how you skew a jury trial. Finally, you keep from juries the fact that they can disregard the judge's instructions and find the victim innocent, despite the law. As John Whitehead at the Rutherford Institute says, the police...
Hold the thought, Andrew. Hold the thought. Ladies and gentlemen, when our courts become corrupt, the nation becomes corrupt, and God does bring his judgment on nation. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's Celebration Dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there. I picture in my mind.
Well, Dr. Stan back here for the last segment this morning with Andrew Skousen As we analyze what's really going on in America, remember, the media is controlled. They control the conservative media. They control the liberal media. And they give you the impression you're hearing both sides. When you read the Wall Street Journal, you really think you're getting conservative information. You're not. So go right ahead, Andrew, and let's finish up this last segment for this week.
Okay, thank you. Paul Craig Roberts quotes John Whitehead at the Rutherford Institute about how the police state is now in place. Quote, if you have been paying attention to the news lately, you may have noticed that the building blocks for a police state are now in place. The surveillance networks, fusion centers, and government contractors monitoring what is being said by whom. Government databases tracking who poses a potential threat to the government's power. Militarized police working in conjunction with federal agencies, coordinating with the federal government to round up troublemakers, and the courts, which sanction the government's methods, no matter how unlawful. Indeed, the government has been maintaining a growing list of dangerous opinions and activities that might classify someone as an enemy of the state, a.k.a. an extremist, a.k.a. terrorist, or sympathetic to terrorist activities, and thus qualify you for detention. End quote. In a similar ruling in favor of the police over innocent citizens' rights, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals dealt a serious blow to the U.S. Constitution. The unanimous decision earlier this month by the court determined that law enforcement officers are not required to present a warrant or charges before forcibly entering a person's home, searching it, and confiscating their firearms if they believe they are protecting you from yourself, i.e., a rumor of suicide or a call to them from your psychiatrist. Talk about a wide-open excuse to justify anything, Joel said. Moving on to the next story, Obamacare costs are skyrocketing. In an interesting article, medical doctor Ben S. Carson puts out an excellent piece on the skyrocketing cost of Obamacare. He comes to the hopeful conclusion that this will cause a collapse of the system, but I don't share his enthusiasm, Joel says. This, sadly, is one of those programs the powers that be will never allow to be repealed. Still, we must keep trying. This from the article, quote, we recently witnessed a victory lap by the Obama administration as they announced that over 8 million people had signed up for Obamacare. The repeal date is and should be over, declared President Obama in the opening statement of his April 17th press conference. The Affordable Care Act is working, Joel says. That depends on what you mean by working. Continue the quote. With all due respect, Mr. President, it's hard to see how the debate about Obamacare is now over when the implosion of Obamacare has just begun. The new study, which looked at 650,000 actual pharmacy claims made across 25 Obamacare insurers in January and February, shows that early enrollees in Obamacare exchange plans are indeed sicker and more costly than individuals with insurance coverage in non-exchange plans. This is important because it means the Obamacare health insurance pools are well on their way to collapse. The specific discoveries are as follows. The rate of prescriptions for HIV medicines was four times higher in exchange plans than in non-exchange plans. Pain medications were 35% higher in exchange plans. Anti-seizure drugs were 27% higher. Antidepressants were 14% higher. It is common sense that sicker people with higher costs are more likely to obtain health insurance when coverage is, quote-unquote, guaranteed issue, as it is in the Obamacare exchanges. Guaranteed issue means that anyone can buy health insurance at any time, regardless of health status at the time of purchase. That may sound appealing, and it certainly is great for a few, but it results in obvious perverse incentives that can only lead to collapse. If car insurance were guaranteed issue, it would mean you could buy a policy after your car was stolen and get reimbursed for your car. If homeowners insurance were guaranteed issue, you could buy a policy after your house was burning and be sent a check for the value of your home after it burned down. So who would buy an insurance policy in advance if they could always get a guaranteed issue policy later? The obvious answer is no one, Joel inserts, and that is why the individual mandate is there. Continue the quote. The problem is that if everyone is making expensive claims that exceed the incoming premium, then soon there is no money left and the insurance pool implodes. This is called a quote-unquote death spiral in industry speak. An early symptom is rapidly escalating premiums in a frantic attempt to cover higher than expected costs. We will see this when 2015 premiums are announced later this year. We will also see more desperation when the employer mandate kicks in after the election and tens of millions of people lose what they thought for safe insurance policies. He is discounting the sad fact that these increases may well make people demand a national health insurance subsidized for all as the bait to avoid another repeal movement. Never underestimate the pull of benefits on elements in our society. Several states have tried guaranteed issue health insurance, and the results were a disaster. Kentucky passed a guaranteed issue in 1994. Premiums in the individual market shot up 100% in some cases. The number of insurers selling policies declined over 90%, and there were more, not fewer, uninsured Kentuckians. Iowa, New Hampshire, South Dakota, and Washington also passed guaranteed issue in the mid-1990s. All those states immediately experienced skyrocketing premiums and fewer choices for their citizens. Consequently, all four states either repealed guaranteed issue outright or modified it significantly. New York and New Jersey maintained their guaranteed issue and ended up with the highest premiums in the country, in some cases costing many thousands of dollars per month. Obamacare supporters have three responses. The first is that the individual mandate will force people to buy coverage, thereby ensuring sufficient money in the pool. The problem with this claim is that the tax for noncompliance, $95 or 1% of income in 2014, going up to 2.5% of income in 2016, is far less expensive than a year's worth of premium. A 27-year-old male in good health making only $26,000 a year is unlikely to pay even $100 a month for health insurance, especially on a policy with a deductible exceeding $2,000. The second response is a concession that the truly sick and expensive were more motivated to buy guaranteed issue coverage early. But never fear, the young and healthy are now rushing to buy coverage and it will balance out. That is only true if you believe that younger Americans, many struggling financially, will pay hundreds of dollars a month for health insurance they are unlikely to need. Michelle Obama may call them quote-unquote knuckleheads, but most of them are capable of simple arithmetic. But the young and healthy are not signing up in high numbers. The administration claims 6 million enrolled, but that is a pittance compared to those choosing to pay the penalty. Worse, a significant percent of those who did enroll are already in arrears in their health premiums. The third response is to describe how the law as written provides taxpayer bailouts to insurance companies when they are saddled with increasingly bad and expensive risks. The health insurance companies lobbied strongly for this provision of law.
Oh, we're out of time, Andrew. We're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you later next week at the same time. Obamacare is disaster.
Thank you, Dr. Sam.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, we do hope that you enjoy the programs with Andrew Skousen as we analyze what's really going on in the world. I know of one woman personally, a young woman who couldn't afford an expensive health care policy, but under Obamacare she got a wonderful policy. It cost her $16 a month. Well, the policy actually cost $650 a month, and the rest of it's all government subsidy. And basically, this is going to bankrupt the nation. They know that. But, of course, the average individual doesn't. And a couple of years from now, the whole thing is coming down. But then, of course, the whole nation is coming down because, of course, we're going behind over $1 trillion a year. Remember when Obama became president, the national debt was $10.7 trillion. Today, the national debt is $17.6 or $7 trillion. We're up almost $7 trillion in 6 years, and you can't keep spending money you don't have indefinitely. This is how they're going to destroy America. They know what they're doing, and most Americans are going to end up being plunged into poverty. Make your plans accordingly, and, of course, this is why we do what we do. We do not get paid for what we do. We do 5 hours of talk radio a day. We're back up to full scale now, and hopefully we'll be able to continue. But we do need your financial support to be able to maintain our networks out across America, our shortwave, our internet. If you have a product to advertise and you advertise with Radio Liberty, why, your advertisements will be heard over 1,000 times a month. You'll actually, the way it's set up on internet, various radio stations, shortwave, you'll get 1,000 one-minute ads a month somewhere across America. And if you can afford it, well, of course, we'd love to have you advertise with Radio Liberty. I will tell you that I've been told by one of our advertisers that he does far better off with Radio Liberty than he does with Coast to Coast, considering the difference in the charges. So if you can advertise with us, or you can donate to us, or you can buy our products, or our health products, or certainly all the various types of products that we have, the Berkey product, we have basically all sorts of spices, we have all sorts of things that you need, and they all help to go into finance what we're doing. If you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we will be deeply appreciative. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Now, we know that many people are having real financial problems, and despite all the rhetoric about how things are getting better, they're really not. We're heading into an acute financial crisis sometime in the next year or two. So if you are in a position to help financially, our number 1-800-544-8927. But if you're not in a position to help us financially, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because the only way that anything is going to change is when God brings his retribution on this country. And hopefully, at least, many of the Christians will have made the preparations and will be protected from the terrible times that come, because when a nation turns against God, God brings his vengeance on America. And believe me, it's coming. The Bible is relevant. You cannot ignore it. There's no witness in history where a nation is turned against God, for God has not turned against us. Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty. And